Greetings and welcome to another installment of the 5-Minute Audio Dvar Torah. This week's Parsha is Parshat Vayikra, and I would like to share with you this week a Dvar Torah that I have just read from Harav Benish Ginsberg of Netiv Aryeh Yeshiva across from the Kotel. And he suggests that in this week's Parsha we find the inyan of an korban ole viyored, a korban which allows one who is wealthier to buy a more expensive korban, and one who has less monetary funds to purchase a more inexpensive korban. And he quotes from the Chafetz Chaim on the Gemara in Kritut, Daf Chaf Chet Amar Aleph, and Erchin Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, that the Chafetz Chaim says, if a wealthy person brings a korban which is only befitting of a poor person, then he has not really fulfilled his obligation. And by extension, if you were to understand that nowadays that we do not have korbanot, and there is no Beit HaMikdash within which to bring our korbanot and no Mizbeach upon which to bring our korbanot, then tzedaka is substituted for korbanot. And therefore, if we were to extrapolate from this idea, if a wealthy person were to give tzedakah in the amount that only a poor person can bring, then likewise he would also not have fulfilled his obligation to bring tzedakah. He might have thought that, well, I gave tzedakah, but if you didn't bring to the means that you are truly capable of doing so, then you would not have fulfilled your mitzvah appropriately. As well, he cites from the Sefer Imre Baruch from Harav Baruch Simon Shlita of Yeshiva University that it's more than just tzedaka. It's not only tzedaka. It's not limited to tzedaka. It's limited to all talents that a human being or a Jew has. Given the fact that a Jew has so many talents, if he does not live up to his talents, if he does not live up to his potential and exercise his talents to the abilities that he fully has, then perhaps he has not even fulfilled his entire being. And he goes on to say that in the Ne'ilah Davening of Yom Kippur, we say a very special line which goes as follows, Laman Nechdal Me'oshek Yadenu, so that we should not have, Oshek means to steal or to gezel. And therefore we're asking Hashem to allow us to refrain from stealing. And the question is why is stealing and theft on our minds at this particular holy time of Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur? And he goes on to suggest that Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, explains that perhaps there's a broader meaning with regard to theft. As we know, Hashem has given us everything in this world, including our own bodies. And therefore, if we sin in some way with our body, if we do something that is contrary to what Hashem wanted us to do with our own physical being, then that is tantamount to theft in and of itself. If we don't live up to our standards, that is tantamount to theft in and of itself. If we treat others in a way that is not appropriate to the way they should be treated, that is like stealing from Hashem. And therefore, at this great holy time of Yom Kippur, at Ne'ilah, we say, Leman Nechtal Me'oshek Yadenu, to suggest and daven to Hashem that we should never sin again by stealing our own abilities, the abilities that we have to be able to give both for ourselves and to others, and we should always live up to our standards. Therefore, and on this Parsha of Vayikra, we all should take stock of what our talents and what our abilities and what our standards are, and make sure that we can fulfill and accomplish, that we will not have any oshek in yadenu, that we will not have any gezel, that we will not be considered by Hashem to have stolen anything, that any of the abundance of goodness that He has bestowed upon us, and that we can be proud that we have tried to live up to the very high ideals and morals that Hashem has given for us. A good Shabbos to all, and to all, as Pesach is soon coming, a very Chag Kasher v'Sameach.